with this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, June 20th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Well, coming up this afternoon and evening here on KLEM Radio, we're going to bring you three games as part of the Spalding Catholic Baseball Tournament in Granville. The opening rounds take place today at Vosburgh Field. We'll have a game at 3 o'clock between Hinton and Kingsley Pearson, Remsen St. Mary's and Akron Westfield at 5, and then Galen Catholic against Don Bosco. That'll be coming your way at 7 o'clock tonight. Catch three outstanding area baseball matchups right here on KLEM Radio with online audio at KLEM1410.com. Let's get you the recap from yesterday in the softball and baseball world. We're going to start in softball in the Missouri River Activities Conference. Lamar's Community, they continue their winning ways with a nice sweep of Sioux City West, 10-3 in the first game, behind a great day at the plate for Charlie Grossenheider. She went 3-for-4 with 2 doubles and 2 RBIs. Natalie Vanderloo went 1-for-4 with a double and 2 RBIs. And Brenna Laris was perfect at the plate, 3-for-3 with an RBI. Kylie Hoffman allowed 8 hits, 3 runs, and struck out 5 in the victory in the first game. Game 2, the Bulldogs took down the Wolverines via the run rule, 10-2 in 5 innings. Maddie Washburn drove in a pair of runs, going 1-for-4. Charlie Grossenheider continued to smack 2 base hits. She went 2-for-4 with 2 doubles and an RBI, so a total of 4 doubles in the doubleheader. And Izzy Tardivi drove in a run, going 1-for-2. Brenna Laris added to her career strikeout total, closing in on the career record. 5 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, struck out 9. She's at 477 career strikeouts. Elsewhere in the MRAC in softball, 12th-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton swept Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 12-1 in 4 and 9-1 in 5. Bishop Heelan gets a sweep of Sioux City North 7-6 and 13-2 in 5 innings. And Sioux City East swept Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 20-9 in 6 innings and 10-0 in 4 innings. In Wargo Conference softball, was West Monona winning a narrow contest over Remsen St. Mary's 5-3. The Spartans got out 5-0 early. Hawks kept trying to claw their way back, but just did not quite have enough. Josie Schwickerath certainly did her part, going 1-for-3 with an RBI. Pitched 5 1/3 innings of relief work, allowing 3 hits, no runs, and she struck out 4 batters. Lana Jungers went 1-for-3 with an RBI as well. Elsewhere in the Wargo Conference, MMCRU gave up a handful of runs late, 5 of them in the 6th to be exact, and they fall to Boyden Hall Rock Valley by a score of 8-4. South O'Brien took an 8-1 loss to Unity Christian. It was Trinity Christian falling to Western Christian 6-4, and Harris Lake Park swept a doubleheader with Siouxland Christian 20-0 and 19-0, both in 4 innings. Finally, in the Western Valley Conference, the regular season championship in that league goes the way of Kingsley Pearson. The Panthers took down Westwood by a score of 5-4 to improve their conference mark to 8-1, and they have solidified a number 1 seed in the Western Valley Conference tournament that starts next week, with that regular season title already in tow. Lawton Bronson, they beat West Sioux 5-4. It was OABCIG, narrow winner over Manson Northwest Webster 9-8. MVAOCOU defeated Ridgeview 17-1, and Arweva took down River Valley by a score of 10-7. To baseball in the Missouri River Activities Conference, the Bulldogs played West once again after playing them on Wednesday night. Things did not quite go as good as things went on Wednesday night for the Dogs. Lamar's lost the first game 13-0 in 5 innings, bounced back to score 6 runs in the second game, but still took a loss to West by a score of 13-6. Sebastian McGregor had 2 RBIs in that second game. Brett McGinnis had a pair of doubles. Elsewhere in the Missouri River Activities Conference, number 4-ranked Bishop Heelan took the first game over Sioux City North 2-1, and the Stars returned the favor with a 2-1 victory in game 2 over Bishop Heelan. 9th-ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton swept Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 2-0 and 6-1, and it was 4th-ranked Sioux City East sweeping Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 9-2 and 16-0 in 5 innings. Well, we had a thrilling contest in Marcus yesterday as the Galen Catholic baseball team picked up a 6-1 win over MMCRU, and the score might not suggest it, but this game was a pitcher's duel through the first 5 innings with a score knotted up at 1. The Royals unfortunately ended up giving up 4 runs in that 6th inning. going to end up losing control of that pitcher's duel. Outside of that inning, MMCRU head coach Cam Kuchel was pleased with how Eli Schlenger threw on the mound.
I thought Eli threw really well. That's a lineup that has like seven guys over 300. You know, to see that three or four times is going to be tough for anybody. He had one inning get away from him and left a couple balls up high, and then they hit it pretty hard and hit it away from us. And we got to attack the baseball a little better in the outfield than we did tonight. And a few miscues in the infield as well didn't help us, our cause at all. So just didn't play super clean tonight. We didn't necessarily make a lot of errors or anything like that, but we just didn't play our cleanest baseball.
Gage Johnson scored MMCRU's only run. That came in the bottom of the first inning after he stole two bases. He went 2 for 3. That was two of the three hits MMCRU could muster against Alex Peters, who ended up winning the pitcher's duel. 7 innings, 3 hits, an unearned run, and he struck out 6 batters. Galen Catholic head coach Lloyd Kraft says Peters just seems to get better as the game goes along.
Once he's rolling, he's always gotten stronger. He's a senior. Every game is important to him. You know, it's a last, and he wanted this one. You know, some nights you just feel it, and he was feeling it tonight. And, you know, had he gone 40 pitches or whatever in two, I probably would have pulled him, saved him for the weekend. But I went out on that first mound visit, and I told him, you're going to win this game for us. I'm not taking you out. And he pulled it through.
Yeah, certainly an interesting strategy to kind of determine whether or not Alex would be available for the Spalding tournament, but he goes the distance and picks up a monster win for the Jays to stay undefeated in the Wargo Conference, now 6-0 in the league. Jake Bogan went 2 for 3 with 2 RBIs. Owen Seavers 2 for 4 with an RBI as the Jays defeat MMCRU 6-1. Don't look now, but the Hinton baseball teams lost only 2 games, and they just continue to win. They defeated Harris Lake Park 7-1. That's now 7 straight wins for the Hinton baseball team, as Logan Kempema was really solid on the hill. 5 innings of 4-hit, 1-run baseball. He struck out 9. Dawson Spies went 2 innings, allowed no hits, no runs, and he struck out 3 batters in the victory. Caden Barrett went 2 for 3 with an RBI, and Max Costello went 1 for 2 with an RBI in the contest as well. Elsewhere in the Wargo Conference in baseball, Trinity Christian defeated Western Christian 8-5, and Sioux Central shut out South O'Brien 8-0. In the Western Valley Conference, OABCIG beat Newell Fonda in baseball 3-0. Lawton Bronson was a 6-4 winner over West Sioux. All of those baseball and softball scores can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com. Also there, we've got Little League scores to tell you about. Let's bring those to you, as we'll start in junior boys action. The Rays beat the Mariners yesterday 11-7. D-backs took down the Reds 9-4. In major boys action, the Rockies doubled up the A's 8-4. White Sox narrowly got by the Yankees 2-1. The Pirates beat the Dodgers 10-4, and the Angels thumped the Mets 11-1. In major girls action, it was the Aces over the Sky 13-8, and the Liberty beat the Mystics by that same score of 13-8. Little League scores, now up to date, can be found on our website as well at KLEM1410.com. Both Little League and Varsity scores can be found at the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page under the Sports tab at the top of the homepage. Well, let's take a look now at some softball rankings that came out yesterday from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. In Class 1A, Clarksville is the number one team in the state. Wayne ranks number 2, Newell Fonda 3, Ankeny Christian 4, and Southeast Warren checks in at number 5. The Akron Westfield softball team, they moved up a few spots this week, and they are ranked number 11. Going to need a few more spots if they want to lock up a number 1 seed for their regional. As of right now, possible opponents for regional top seeds would be Newell Fonda at 3 or Riverside at 8. Those would be some interesting matchups if Akron Westfield ends up put in a bracket that looks like that. Over to Class 2A, Van Meter's the number 1 team in the state. Louisa Muscatine 2, Durant 3, West Lyon 4, Osage is number 5. The Hinton Blackhawks, they moved up one spot as well. They are ranked number 13 this week by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. And as of right now, their top seed in their region would more than likely be the West Lyon Wildcats. Over to Class 3A, where Wallert Catholic leads the way, Williamsburg 2, PCM 3, West Liberty 4, and Mount Vernon is ranked number 5, with Esterville Lincoln Central at 6. Class 4A, Cedar Rapids Xavier's number 1, Norwalk 2, Dallas Center Grimes 3, Carlisle 4, and ADM is ranked number 5. Sergeant Bluff Luton checks in at number 12, still no sight of the Bulldogs, which is a bit disappointing with how well they've been playing the last few weeks. In Class 5A, Waukee Northwest is number 1, Linmar is number 2, Johnston 3, Ankeny Centennial 4, and Valley's ranked number 5. Those softball rankings in their entirety can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com. Well, let's move now to the sports schedule for today. In softball, in the Wargo Conference, Galen Catholic matches up with MMCRU. That's a big matchup in Cleghorn. Hinton is at Harris Lake Park. It's Akron Westfield at Trinity Christian. West Sioux at Hartley Melvin Sanborn. And George Little Rock is at South O'Brien. To the Western Valley Conference in softball, where Ridgeview is at OABCIG. West Monona is at River Valley. MVAOCOU takes on Lawton Bronson. They're also going to take on Denison Schleswig today. To baseball, the Spalding Tournament gets started in Granville. The first round will be played exclusively on KLEM radio today at 3 o'clock. Kingsley Pearson matches up with Hinton. Remsen St. Mary's against Akron Westfield at 5, and Galen Catholic takes on Don Bosco at 7. All three games can be heard right here on KLEM radio. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. And make sure to tune in to some outstanding local area baseball from the Granville Spalding Tournament starting at 3 o'clock this afternoon. You can catch three outstanding baseball games right here on KLEM Radio. Well, this has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.